Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. Exodus chapter 20. Brian Phillips here. Welcome out to this devotional edition, short podcast here today. Going to be reading out of our 30 days of spiritual strengthening. You can find it in our store at graceops.com. You can add it to your resources of spiritual pursuit and development. It's available right now in PDF form. We do have some paper copies, some really nice ones that we just got printed off. We'll be making those available as well pretty soon. Well, God bless you and welcome out to this devotional edition of the podcast. So today's, I'll be reading today from a devotional, as I've mentioned, day 28 called Sabbath Rest. Before I read, I mean, Sabbath is actually one of the most powerful things that we can engage. It's not just an Old Testament kind of perspective. I don't even like using the word Old Testament. all right, we already did our intro. Cut. Here we go. All right, I'll be reading to you from day 28 out of our devotional entitled Sabbath Rest. Here we go. We live in a world that is centered around constant striving and never-ending toil. We are driven by a belief that we are only worth what we produce by our own labor. Under this worldview, the ideal of rest appears lazy and fruitless, so we work harder. We strive longer. We neglect our families and relationships. We run ourselves into the ground. We sacrifice our humanity to the insatiable drive to work, to earn our worthiness. Notice that God does not condemn hard work in Exodus 20. In fact, the Lord instructs us to work 6 days. The seventh day, the day of Sabbath rest, he tells us to make it holy. Literally to set it apart, to regard it differently. 6 days to work and one day to be refreshed. In Mark chapter 2, we read an account of Jesus walking with his disciples on the Sabbath. As they walked, the disciples were plucking grain and eating. This was an act of harvesting under some men's interpretation of the law. And when his disciples were challenged on this, Jesus uses the scene to teach us something about Sabbath. He teaches us that God did not make man for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for the man. In other words, Sabbath rest is a gift to us. It's a gift to us, not about getting the religious rigor right. Sabbath rest is a gift to us, not jumping through the hoops. It's about prioritizing rest in the Lord as something that is set apart. The Lord gives rest to those he loves. So receive his rest and know you are loved by your Father. I think this is a powerful point that we bring up in this devotion. God is giving us a gift of rest. God does want us to work hard 6 days. I mean, I love that. I work hard 6 days and in resting, it's hard sometimes to shut down because we work hard or we... sometimes we work too hard and we got to have boundaries. So a weekly Sabbath, whatever day you mark it to take, is a powerful thing to engage. It's powerful to practice shutting down the turbine engines and just rest. Get yourself renewed in the Lord. Read. Enjoy the outdoors. Enjoy a book. Sleep all day. Whatever. So here's some action questions to reflect on. Men, as we lead our families, our businesses, and our world, let us remember to work hard for 6 days. In those 6 days, we create, conquer, and we war in those 6 days. On the seventh day, let's remember to keep Sabbath rest holy, in it to be refreshed, restored, renewed, in this gift from the Lord, and lead your family in this example. So how are you doing at, you know, working hard? That's very important too, along with resting according to the heart of God, receiving this gift. Have you received the gift of Sabbath rest? Have you engaged it? Have you fully implemented it? Have you explored it? Have you rejoiced in Sabbath? It's a powerful thing to do. Well, we're always praying for you. We're here to build strong men after God. It's really fun to be part of the Grace Ops culture. Share our world with somebody else. We love it if you'd share, like us on Facebook, like us on our social medias. You can find us on all socials at GraceOps212. We'd love for you to connect with us, engage with us, share our content, introduce new people to our culture. We aren't going anywhere. We're just going to keep pressing strong forward and keep developing and keep reaching more and more and more men and build strong biblical men after God in this day and age. It is so needed. It is so needed. So pray for us and join us in our mission. God bless you. Have a good day. Until next time, live upright.